What is up, my beautiful ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Brian Kenny Podcast. This is episode number 29, and this episode is going to be all around treating people right and what I've noticed by really focusing on treating people right and the benefits of paying people on time and how you operate as an employer. What difference that makes and how that can really affect your productivity and overall culture within a company, and also just generally treating people like adults. And it's all really boiling down to just doing the right thing. So the first topic is all around paying people on time. This is something that has baffled me for some time. I understand that, you know, businesses fluctuate, cash flow fluctuates, it goes up and down. Sometimes it's difficult to pay people on time and sometimes it isn't. But the first real point here is that paying people on time is the right thing to do. And I've never really understood why there's this mentality in the business world where a lot of people just kind of, they say, I'm not sure where it actually comes from, but a lot of people say it's better for the money to sit in your account than in somebody else's and to try and to hold out for as long as you possibly can before you pay somebody. And I don't know why. First of all, if the majority of people have that mentality, then that means that you get a free level up. Because the minute that you get an invoice in the door and you pay it straight away, bam, done, you're paid. The person on the receiving end of that is like, wow, that hasn't happened before. That's pretty flippin' cool. I love that. This guy is actually honest and trustworthy. And when I send him an invoice, it gets paid on time. I love this guy. I love where this is going. And so they tend to go the extra mile for you. They're like, you know, you may say you wouldn't, you know, maybe we could change this here. Or maybe you have time to just tweak this little thing for me. And they do. And they love to, because they don't have to put in all of the additional time and effort and work chasing invoices and saying, you know, why isn't this paid? And when am I going to get paid? And why is this taking so long? And they're stressed and they're not doing the craft or what they actually do, you know, in their job. They're focusing on the other side of it. You know, the majority of cases that I'm talking about here are in a freelancer capacity. And we've kind of adopted this mentality now in Minicorp that if we ever work with any freelancer, we first of all, you know, some of them will say, ah, pay me at the end. And we'll actually turn around to them and say, no, send me an invoice for 50% of this and we're going to pay it right now as your deposit. And we essentially take away all of their reasons for business chasing so that they can focus on what they do really, really well and not have to worry about getting paid or money or any of the other pains in the ass of freelancer life. So realistically, paying people on time, I mean, when you think about it, the money's in my account, I can either send that money to you right now, or I can wait 2 or 3 weeks and send it to you then. If I wait 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to get more and more pissed at me. You're going to get annoyed at me. You're going to have to send emails to me going, when do you think the invoice is getting paid? What's happening? What's going on? Please, can I get paid really soon? If I send it to you at the very beginning, I get like a free level up and you know, you love me, I love you, you did great work, I paid you on time. It's the right thing to do. It doesn't make any sense to hold it back. I understand that there's cash flow, right? I understand that sometimes different entrepreneurs can be, or different CEOs or whatever, people in charge of the finance of a company can be saying, it's a little bit of a tough month and by the end of this month, I want to make sure that we have enough in the bank in order to pay payroll, in order to look after all of our outgoings and burn and whatever. That makes a ton of sense. But you made a commitment to somebody and you made a commitment to say that when I send you an invoice, the payment terms are payment on delivery. And if you're not able to do that and you know 2 or 3 weeks in advance, send the person an email or talk to them and just say, listen, things are a little bit tough right now. I know that I've committed to you on this, but we're going through a bit of a financial turmoil. I don't expect it to last long. Whatever the situation is, just keep the other person informed and notify them and let them know. Be surprised how much communication can really open up channels. But whenever you can, please pay people on time. Because if you pay somebody on time, they can pay somebody else on time, who can pay somebody else on time, and this whole amazing circle of business can prosper. Yes! Okay, point number two. As an employer, you work for your people. I don't care what anybody else says, this is completely true. You work for them, they don't work for you. I see it in a light of, I'm the protector of the soldiers. So they're in the trenches, they're getting through the development of products, they are designing products and talking to clients and doing everything that they possibly can in order to build the best products in the world, to be the best product agency in the world. The least that I can do is to protect them and to insulate them from noise. So, you know, the majority of our clients will have not gone through this process before. This will be their first time at the rodeo, their first time creating a product or a startup or a tech-related product. And because of that, you know, there's a steep learning curve for them. And, you know, that's really challenging for them. That's a hard thing to do. I've never done this before. It's a lot of money. It's an idea. It's risky. It's very, very intense for them. And so there's a lot of emotion running through their veins, and they're worried about things, and they want to be able to communicate and to talk to us and say, how's it all going, and what about this, and what about that? And I need to be that person and to talk to the client and to, you know, alleviate their concerns, but also in a way insulating the soldiers and protecting the people so that they can get their work done and create the best product out there in the world. It's not to say that I never want the people within MiniCorp to talk to the client. Absolutely not. In fact, I would nearly turn that completely around. I do want them to talk to the client, but I don't want them to take, when you're engineering or when you're designing, the time that it takes for you to open up the project, your creative juices to start flowing, and for you to start designing or developing, It takes time. Like, it takes an hour for you to settle in and for everything to get going. Every interruption that you get, or every time that somebody pulls you out of that hour has to happen again and again and again. And that's really frustrating. I want them to do the best quality, the best work that they can to drive and strive for their passion. And in order to do that, I tend to need to protect them. And we have scheduled meetings with our clients when we can, so they know how to manage and handle their day. Another point is that I'm there to support them. I'm there to look after them, almost like the water boy, you know, like I'm running around making sure that they have coffee and they're not hungry and they don't have, you know, that all of the things that get in the way of them creating or them building great products, I want to eliminate. I want them to just focus on their passions and to not worry or want for anything. I want them to be fueled and to love what they do. And I am the support structure for them to do that. I'm also there to reiterate the reason why. And I think a lot of companies struggle on this one. When you set out there to create a company, the company has to have a purpose. And you have to consistently reiterate this purpose so that there is no ambiguity, nobody doesn't really understand or know from pivoting or changing or anything. There's just a complete reiteration from me all of the time that this is what we're here to do. Let's go and do it. And I'm here to provide for them. So in so many different engineering tasks or business tasks or, you know, just anything in business in general, there'll be certain areas or segments that we don't know all the answers to, and we just won't, you know? And in those cases, I need to go out and to find the answers, to get the answers together and to make sure that we spend whatever money that we have in the bank account in order to alleviate these concerns or to help to get to the answers, you know? Allowing them to challenge themselves. Okay, so the third point is around treating people like adults. So this is something that also has confused me for many years when I'm working in different companies or looking from the outside in at different companies. I'm going to tell you a really brief story. And this story is about a sales team of about 5 or 6 people. And one day, the sales team, they're all given company credit cards, and they're told, these credit cards are to be used by you guys because you're out there in the field for hotels or, you know, expenses, whatever you need to use them for, expensive-wise, go and do it, they're your company cards. And everything goes really well. Like, you know, they're all using their cards and they all feel very valued. And, you know, it's another pain point removed from their job. That sounds amazing. But one of them, unfortunately, takes the pee a little bit and overspends on the card and starts to put things that are not business expenses at all on the card. And, you know, drives up a hefty credit card bill. And the company's reaction to this is something that, you know, made my mind explode a little bit. So their reaction was, okay, let's call the person who ruined the credit card or who put all the expenses on, let's call him Johnny. Okay, Johnny, you're the bold one. We're taking the credit cards off everyone because Johnny was bold. So all of the sales team gets penalized because Johnny was bold. Not that, you know, we turn around to Johnny and say, Johnny, we don't think that you're able to handle the company credit card. Yoink, we're taking the credit card off you. No, flipping everybody. We're taking it off everybody. Now, the nearest conclusion or the nearest parallelism, parallel that I can draw to this is school, where, you know, the entire class is punished like they're children. And you're going, I'm going to treat my sales staff like children. Like, that makes no sense. So I think treating people like adults is one of the best things that you can possibly do. It's going to be challenging and hard, but the macro plus and benefits that you're going to get from this is going to be amazing. So things that I do is obviously allow them to fully manage their workload. Our business is task oriented and project oriented. So when you think about, we're building a product and we turn around to, let's say, Andrew, and we say, Andrew, here's what we need to do. This is the task. Here you go. And Andy takes a look at the task and kind of, you know, runs over it and has an assessment, comes back and says, okay, yeah, I should have this done by the 21st of April. We're like, awesome. Thanks. And that's it. Like, it's completely up to Andy to manage the amount of time and effort it's going to take to do it, as long as it's done within a reasonable time frame. Obviously, like, if Andy came out and said, well, I'll probably have that done by the 21st of April 2020, I'm going to stick a little question mark on that one. But you know what I mean? I still... He is the person, and everybody within MiniCorp will set the expectations and set the timeline and manage their own workload. Now, I'm not the type of person to know when Andy is the most creative. He could be most creative upside down at 3 o'clock in the morning on a boat. I don't know. He could be. Or he could be the most creative, you know, in bed on a Saturday morning at 11. And I think that treating people like adults is also asking them to spend time with themselves and understand when they are the most creative and just allowing them to be self-aware and to figure that stuff out and to allow them to manage their workload. Because once they figure out what is their creative drive or where they're the most creative, guess who's gonna win? You're gonna win, because now the quality of work has substantially increased because you've just removed the barrier to entry for that person. You know, like if you're like grinding them in, okay, you got to be in the office 9 to 5. That's when I expect you to work the best all the time. People just, they're not wired like that. You can't do that. Well, you can, but you're going to get the 10 or 20% of effort versus 100% of like unlocking the passion and seeing these wonderful, amazing things happen. The next thing is to allow them to create a sense of purpose and to fulfill their passion. And this comes in many different facets. For example, it can be having one-on-one conversations about experiences. So I love talking about the different kind of sales problems that I've walked through in my life and how I'd never done sales before and the different experiences that it's taught me and how I've learned from them. It can be how challenges has unlocked my potential and doing, you know, having these kind of little spurts of fear has allowed me to grow substantially and quickly by by just kind of force feeding the fear to myself and then challenging myself consistently the entire time. You know, allow them to have to create their own sense of purpose and to understand what their passion is and how they're going to fulfill that passion. These are the things that matter, yo. Like, seriously, these are the things that matter. It's not about free coffee and unlimited holidays and massages. It's people within them, they have this need, this necessity to fulfill their passion or discover their passion. And you, as the employer, you're working for the people in order to fulfill that or to determine what that is. And it's difficult and it's hard and everybody has to do a little bit of discovery together, but it's feckin' exciting and amazing as well. And I guess that's it, that you, no one gets it right. Like, it's all about experience and the discussion of experience and things not being off the table and being honest and telling people the different stories that you've been through, that they can learn from that. And also, on the flip side of that, having the willingness to hear, you know, to listen to what they're saying and trying to take it from a person-to-person perspective rather than from a employer, I want to grab things from you. You know, if Andy came up to me tomorrow and said, Brian, I don't know, I just kind of feel that over the next 6 months that I'm kind of moving away from digital design and into physical design. Or, you know, if Steve came around and said, you know what, I'm really excited by where AI is going and neural networks are going. It's my job to figure out what we should do there. You know, maybe MiniCorp is not the place of where that will happen, but it doesn't mean that it can't happen. You can unlock doors and, you know, this person, it's a person, you know, and they have a limited amount of time in order to achieve all the things that they want in their life. And how could you ever stand in the way of that? Find the people who are right at the right time for your company and let the people grow and prosper and leave when it may not be the right time for them. You know, when it's time for them to move on to the next challenge or when the challenge that they require does not align with what the company is setting out to do. You know, by now, I'm probably connected with a lot of different companies and people within the tech space. And so I could open up a lot of doors and say, this guy is amazing at design. If you don't hire him, you're nuts. Plus, he wants to get into physical design, so you should do that. You know? And just being a good person and unlocking doors and letting people grow and prosper. And the final point on this, on treating people like adults, is to challenge them consistently and to inspire the shit out of them. I'm going to curse. Yeah, to inspire the shit out of them. And I think that's... I like inspiration. I draw a lot from people who are inspiring to me, and I hope that I inspire others to go and to do the things that they love. And challenging myself has consistently returned rewards to me. And pushing myself outside of my comfort zone, scaring myself, being fearful, whatever, you know, but just not being happy with just a day-to-day operation. Every day should be different. You should challenge yourself. We're running out of time. And that's it. Okay, so that is it for episode number 29 of the Brian Kenny Podcast. I hope you're all enjoying it. I want to say a big shout out and thank you to the people that are getting in touch on Instagram and Twitter and so on. I'm just saying, you know, how they like the podcast or what the podcast means to them and how they're learning from it or how it's changing stuff for them. It's really, really motivating and inspiring for me to hear those types of conversations. And so I want to say a big thank you. Please, to anyone that would like to, fire me up an L 5-star review. I'll give you a big kiss and a hug the next time I see you. And yeah, that's it. Thanks a million for listening. Catch you in the next one.